Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 36, how we react to situations in life and why it's important. Thank you for being here with me again today. I wanted to firstly share a quote that I find so important and such a great reminder. And that is a quote by Charles R. Swindoll. And it is, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. And I'm often reminded of this quote, and I think it's so powerful, but also so true. Because life is full of ups and downs. We all know that. Life likes to throw us a curveball, a challenge at times. But the biggest difference is how we begin to react to those challenges and situations and how we begin to deal with them. It can be easy, and I know there was definitely a time in my life where I would let the challenges and curveballs and, you know, little blips just stack on top of one another, and I'd find myself getting so frustrated. I would find myself feeling fed up and focusing on the things that weren't going right rather than just allowing myself to see the situation or curveball that was thrown, challenge, just for whatever it was, and move forwards to be able to deal with it and react to it in the best way for myself to then move forwards. It makes such a difference when we learn to see things in that way, rather than to have the focus on what's happened. And then I know I found that I just got lost in that. Again, there's another quote that says, what we look for, we get. And sometimes I was so focused on the things that weren't going right that then I'd find more and more things that weren't going right. And it's easy to find yourself fed up in that space and being aware of that's what's going on in life. So the quote, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react, is, as I mentioned, such a great reminder to have. And there were a couple of things recently that reminded me of this quote and I shared in live sessions that I was holding. So for example, I not too long ago held a couple of free sessions in my community, and this was before Christmas time, and it had come up in conversation a couple of times that some people were feeling a bit anxious and overwhelmed, a bit stressed, all of those things. Due to it coming up in conversation a couple of times and knowing that we were also heading into the busiest period of the year, the time where a lot of people can begin to feel overwhelmed and stressed and anxious, I decided that I wanted to share a couple of free sessions within the community about meditation, about breathing exercises, about how we can manage ourselves and that time. So they were really, really lovely sessions to hold, and I had some great people come along. And the first session that I did, it was held of an evening, and I'd hired the hall from 6:45 in the evening and had people arriving from 7 o'clock. So I thought, it gives me 15 minutes to just get set up. I wanted to pop some fairy lights on, a nice salt lamp that I had, pop the music on, some incense, and just have that nice welcoming space when people arrived, and to just feel ready myself, to have a moment of calm before people arrived and just feel ready for the session to begin. So I arrived at the hall ready to get set up, and as I got to the hall, I could see that the lights were on and there were people inside and there was loud music on and people jumping around, and I was slightly confused. It turned out the person who arranges the hall arrived not too long after me, and it turned out there had been a mix-up with the bookings and we were overlapping 15 minutes. That was fine in the fact that the group that were in there that were having a kind of fitness gym session with their loud music on, everything else, they would be finished by 7 o'clock, and my session was due to start at 7 o'clock. So at least it didn't affect how my session was going to be, and timing wise, I could be in the hall for 7 o'clock, which is when people were arriving. So I wasn't going to keep anyone past the time that it was due to start. But again, even just having this thought process and awareness is something that I potentially wouldn't have had a long time ago. So I was already starting to think, okay, they'll be out by 7 o'clock and I don't need to start my session later than what I had intended. And I didn't need to keep people waiting outside past the time that it was due to start. But the only thing that it did mean is that I wasn't able to get in and to set up, wasn't able to get ready and to welcome people into this calm and peaceful environment. So I was waiting in the hall corridor and people started arriving, obviously early, ready to start the session at 7 o'clock. So we were standing in the corridor. We could see and hear this other class that was going on, and we were waiting outside, ready for it to end before we could head in. And I spoke about this in the session, and, you know, we had a little laugh about it, because if we're there for a session on how to manage anxiety, stress, overwhelm, that gave us a really good example just as we arrived and started the session, as we welcomed people. And I just explained how sometimes these things happen, these little challenges, curveballs, whatever it might be. And it is how we react to those. Okay, how are we going to manage that? It obviously wasn't ideal, because I would have loved to have been ready and to have things set up, but there was a lovely Christmas tree in there that had twinkling lights. And when we got in, I was able to let everyone grab a seat and get comfortable. And then I popped the music on and the incense, and we joked about how it can go from loud music and energy to a nice, calm music and peaceful environment in just a short matter of moments. So I welcomed in the lightheartedness around the situation, and the example that things do happen, but it's how we let them affect us, it's how we let them bother us, it's how we move forwards with what's thrown at us. And we had a lovely session. It was such a nice session, such a nice group of people. It was almost kind of a great reminder and start to the evening. So that was one example of life being 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. And again, literally the next morning, I was so lucky to have a spa day planned with my little team, two lovely girls that I would call friends as well. And we had a peaceful day booked. We like to do it every now and then to have a lovely little spa day and time out together. We'd booked somewhere that we'd been looking online and deciding where to go, and found this lovely place and heard good things about it. I was the first one to arrive, which they were quite surprised, because it's often unlike me. Again, this is something I've had to work on in the past, and I now love surprising myself when I'm organized and on time, and yeah, it's something I really like to try and focus on and achieve. So I was there early. I'd arrived and I went in and said I was there for a spa day, and I knew I was a little bit early, but could I just relax? And they asked my name and look at the computer and tell me that we're not booked in. I was slightly confused. And they told me that there was another hotel spa just down the road, and perhaps we're booked in there because it happens all the time. As far as I was aware, the place that I was in at that time, that was the one we had booked, had intended on booking and everything else. But turns out that we weren't there. We weren't booked in at all. There was no evidence of it. So we figured out that we must have been in the hotel down the road, which was literally a 5-minute drive. So I jumped back in my car and headed down the road, and sure enough, we were booked in there. So I was so thankful and grateful that we were still booked in somewhere and we still had a lovely day planned. And it was a really lovely day. We did enjoy it. Obviously, it was again coming back to this reminder of how we react to it. Firstly, hearing that we're not booked in, it can be easy to jump to conclusions and to feel frustrated and wonder if someone at the company had got something wrong or whatever it might be. And also, we had our minds set on this particular place, but we laughed and we just decided that the day was what we made it. It was more important that we were there together and that we were having a lovely day out together. So it didn't matter if it wasn't where we had intended it to be. It didn't matter that there'd been a mistake. It was what it was, and we allowed ourselves to just enjoy the day. Again, I know that's not a huge challenge or hiccup, but I wanted to share that as sometimes even the smallest things that throw us off we can find ourselves getting frustrated at. And I share this as I know I had in the past, and it could be easy to see the mistake that had happened the night before and that kind of throwing us off guard a little bit, and then the next day seeing something has potentially gone slightly wrong there. And again, we can so easily get lost in those things and feel frustrated. But instead it's about, okay, how do we deal with these situations? And I was obviously the first to arrive there, and I just couldn't stop chuckling to myself because it was an easy mistake to make. Both hotels had said how they had it happen pretty much daily. It was that common that it happened. It wasn't where we intended on being, but we had a lovely day nonetheless, and we enjoyed the day together. So how can we look for the little hiccups, the little challenges, those things that happen, and begin to make what we can out of it, to begin to take any positives and to move forwards in a way that's going to support us? Because obviously it doesn't support us in getting stuck in the frustrations. Sometimes things actually work out even better than we had intended. If I think of the example of hiring the hall, it was actually great to share that as an example when we started the session, because that's what it was all about. Yeah, sometimes things can work out even better, or we can use any aspect of that and embrace the silver linings. So maybe this has come at a relevant time for you, at a time when you're aware of maybe there have been some little hiccups, some little challenges that have been thrown your way, and just looking at how you can use those, how you can move forwards with those. Thanks again for being here, for joining me here today. If you enjoyed this or any other episode, please do head over and leave a review on your Apple podcast app, as it always really does support the podcast. I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to catching up with you again very, very soon.